Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Nebraska Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman and coach finishing off Dort the other day. A good performance for your squad. Now you go out on the road for a couple of ball games and you finish things off next week with two ranked opponents in the top five. So a tough finish for your girls.
It is. But as I look around the conference, all of us have at least two teams or two games in the top four teams in the league. So there's no easy outs, and you get used to that. I would like to have a couple of them at home, but that's not going to happen. We've just one out of the last four games there at home. But, you know, we've played pretty well on the road this year, so we'll see if we can continue it.
Hastings currently sitting in fifth place in the GPAC. Of course, the top eight teams move on to the postseason tournament, so an important stretch for us, not only to secure a bid in the postseason tournament, but also maybe for a national shot later on.
Well, that's kind of where we're really looking at is these two games this week are very big for us. If we could go 3-0 this week, heading into that last rankings, I think that would be beneficial to us. And then you don't know what'll happen. We're in that fifth spot right now, with two games separation. But again, so many good games to be played that there's always that chance you could turn around and end up with a four seed and get a home game for the first round of the playoffs.
You've got three games, like you said, this week. We've already played one, took care of Dort the other day. Now you got this ball game with Nebraska Wesleyan to go on the road on Saturday at Yankton. So just being out on the road is a tough task for you.
Well, and we have so much fun at Yankton all the time anyway. So I still like how we're playing right now. I think we're getting better as each game goes on, and our defense has been solid. I think our rebounding has improved in the last couple of ball games. So this is a good test for us, and we'll see if we're making the improvement we think we are.
Monday, it was really your bench that rose to the occasion. You had some outstanding performances off the bench against Dort.
We really did, and they did it in a defensive standpoint. Both Josie and Melissa came in and had three and four steals, I believe, respectively. So and all of those ended up in fast break layups for us. That 14 points was pretty big. Then they did a great job on the boards as well, and so that's kind of that spark we're hoping for all the time because they're two of the better athletes we have on the team.
Josie's getting increased playing minutes and increased production the past couple of weeks.
She has. She's a very talented young lady. We had a little problem. She has so much energy that a lot of times it would just be a little over the top, and so we've worked very hard at trying to have her stay at that level of energy, but have a little more discipline with it. And we're starting to see it now. You know, unfortunately, Josie went to donor first year. And so instead of being, you know, in our program right now, she'd be about midway through her sophomore year. She's at the end of her junior year. And some of the things that we would get ironed out and are getting ironed out, we'd still have 2 years of eligibility left. But unfortunately, we're just going to have one with her.
Of course, Hastings, another great performance, holding Dort to 58 points and really played pretty solid on defense.
I thought we did a great job, and what I was really pleased with was rebounding because, you know, they're very long, they're very tall, they're very athletic. They're one of the top rebounding teams in the league, and not only did we do a pretty good job of keeping them off the offensive boards, but we got 12 offensive boards ourselves, and there was that one stretch when they cut it to 58-51, about a 7-point lead. In the next three possessions, we scored on three offensive rebounds and really kind of helped put them away at that point. So that's why I say I think our rebounding is improving lately. I think our offensive rebounding in particular. So if we can continue to improve our shooting and our offensive rebounding, that's going to give us an opportunity to score 70 points every night. And if we do that, we've got a great chance of winning every game.
Lisa Stadler was the key offensively for Hastings the other night, 24 points and 12 rebounds. I think that was her seventh double-double in the last nine games.
I tell you what, she's just the key to everything that we do. And she's a great part of our defense because if we break down, she's there to protect us and bail us out sometimes. She's a big part of our rebounding. And offensively, we try and run everything through her. So, we assume Alicia is a first-team All-American this year. She's playing like it, and we're going to use her as long as we can and as long as everybody else lets us use her.
Now we've got a little stretch here, Nebraska Wesleyan and Mount Marty statistically, teams that you should be able to beat here in the next couple of days. Now you've got the prospects of maybe the team looking ahead to next week when we face a second-ranked Concordia team and a number five-ranked Morningside. Any fear there?
I tell you what, you're looking way too far ahead for me. Again, Nebraska Wesleyan's a team tonight that's below us in the standings, and a team that, like you say, statistically we should be able to do a good job with. Mount Marty's a huge challenge for us on Saturday. In the loss column, we're both even with each other. We had a great game when they came to our place earlier in the month. And you and I have been to Yankton way too many times and seen way too many bad things happen there. So that's about as far ahead as I'm going to look. When we get by Saturday, then we'll take a look at the number 2 and the number 5 ranked teams in the country.
All right, we'll come back and zero in on the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. The Broncos in Lincoln tonight to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Second meeting of the season between these two teams, coach. Nebraska Wesleyan came to Hastings and played us pretty tough, 65-52. We were able to get out of there with the win. But Wesleyan did some nice things in that ballgame.
You know, they do. And I think they have one of the top guards in the country in Rasmussen. She's an outstanding shooter. She's got great quickness. She always seems to shoot very well against us in transition. That's really one of the hard things is, You get back in defense and you stop fast breaks and you sort of assume that it stops in the paint. But with her, she's going to pull up and shoot the 3 on you. And so you have to always have 2 back. You have to have the person handling the ball handler, and then you have to have the person guarding her back, or she's going to hit a 3 on you. So she is a huge part of it. And then you've got Shanahan, the 6-foot forward form. Between the two of them, they're averaging about 35 points, and they're a great 1-2 punch.
As bad as they are statistically, offensively, they are right up toward the top of the conference in three-point shooting. Number 2 in the conference, matter of fact, at 34%, but most of it comes from Rasmussen. What's the game plan on her tonight? Last time she scored 20 on us.
Well, we'll try and pick her up a little bit better. In the last ball game, almost half of her points came in transition. So one of the things will help is if we are shooting well again tonight and scoring at 50 or 55%, then now they have to inbound the ball, and that obviously stops their transition game. But we will only send 3 to the boards. We'll keep our 2 guards back. We'll tell the person guarding her, make sure you find her at least by half court, because once she steps over half court, she seems to be within range, and see if we can try and slow her down a little bit that way.
So the team that has struggled offensively, they're averaging only about 59-60 points per ball game. So if we get the transition game going, that's the key tonight?
Well, it starts defensively, and I'm hoping we can hold her to that 20 again, because they've had a couple of injuries to people who were starters for them through most of the year, and now they're going a little deeper into the bench, and hopefully we can hold those people down to 2-4 points each. Now if you give up 20 to Rasmussen, it's not quite as damaging. Hopefully we can hold Shanahan to 10 or 15, and so then we've got a great chance. Offensively for ourselves, we just have to keep doing what we've been doing and have patience, get ourselves good shots, read the double teams, because we know they're going to come. In fact, in the last ball game, we'd see 3-4 people around Alicia. Sometimes they really pack it in and pack it in tight. So one of the things that will have to happen tonight is we're going to have to hit some outside shots.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Snyder Arena. We're in Lincoln tonight for Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos on the road this evening as they get set to take on the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. I'm Mike Well and call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College women up first. Broncos coming in a record of 17 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings winning their last two ball games here in the conference, knocking off Midland on the road 76-58, then beating Dort on Monday in that makeup ball game by a score of 67-58. Nebraska Wesleyan coming in, the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are just 2-15 in the GPAC. They are 5-17 overall. This is a team that has lost 10 games in a row. Their two wins in the conference occurred back there in December when they beat Dort in Sioux Center by the score of 63-60. And they beat Midland here at home by a score of 68-59. Since then, they have lost 10 games in a row. They dropped a ball game to Morningside on Saturday by the score of 87-77. But that's a ball game that they were right in the contest of that one. In fact, they had to lead the entire first half, but within 2 points with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play in that ball game. But the Mustangs pulled away for that 10-point victory at 87-77. So this is a very capable team here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings playing for the second time this season, as the Wesleyan came to Hastings earlier this year and lost to the Broncos by a score of 65-52. Leading scorer for Nebraska Wesleyan is Shea Rasmussen, and she's one of the better guards in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's a 5'6" senior out of Longmont, Colorado. She is averaging 17.4 points per ball game. That is third in the conference this week. She is number one in three-point shooting at 43% and number four in the conference in three-pointers made. So Rasmussen, who had 20 points the first time around against Hastings College, will definitely be the focus for the Bronco defense here tonight. In addition to Rasmussen, you've got Mallory Shanahan in there that's averaging 12.4 points per ball game. She scored just 6 in the first ball game against Hastings College, but Shanahan, again, a very capable person here as she comes in a 6-foot junior out of Wahoo, Nebraska. So we're sneaking up on game time here tonight. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan, first game of two tonight. It is seniors' night here in Lincoln for Nebraska Wesleyan as they're playing their final home game of the 2011-2012 season here tonight. So they are honoring the three seniors that they have on the squad here before the tip-off of the ball game with Hastings College. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We got set for Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Very important ball game for the Hastings College women. They are currently in fifth place in the conference, sitting at 9-7 behind the conference leaders in Concordia, Morningside, Northwestern, and Briarcliff. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight from 1230 KHAS. Concordia, the conference leaders right now at 14-2. Morningside sitting in second place at 14-3. They've got Northwestern in there at 12-4. Briarcliff is at 11-5. And Hastings is sitting at 9-7 right now. The Broncos would like to move up into that number four position that would give them a home game for the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament here in a couple of weeks. But they're currently two games off of the pace, and Hastings with three games remaining. We got this one here against Nebraska Wesleyan, and then we play on the road this weekend on Saturday at Mount Barney. And then Hastings with two games next week against two ranked opponents, both in the top five, as they will play at number two ranked Concordia on Wednesday night. Then he got a ball game next Saturday against fifth-ranked Morningside. So still a long way to go here for Hastings College. It'll be important to take care of business here tonight against the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Starting lineups for Hastings tonight are going to go with Cammy Breckman. First of all, the starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Fine Points Bank is the better bank. Cammy Breckman, a 5'9" and sophomore out of Silver Lake for Hastings, averaging 4 points per ball game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" and junior from Carmichael, California. She is averaging 8 points per ball game. Taz Yorg, a 5'5" and sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska. Yorg is averaging 7.9 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" and sophomore out of Kimball, averaging 5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And Alicia Statler, 6'1" and senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic, Statler averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds per ballgame. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Shea Rasmussen, a 5'6" and senior out of Longmont, Colorado, averaging 17 points per contest. Anna Marshall, a 5'8" and senior out of Elm Creek, averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Janelle Ball is a 5'3" and junior out of Littleton, Colorado, averaging 4.6 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Mallory Shanahan, a 6-foot junior out of Wahoo, averaging 12 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. And then Ashley Hossert is a 5'7" senior from Butte, Nebraska. She is averaging 1 point and 1.2 rebounds per game. Nebraska Wesleyan not starting their original starting five here at seniors night, so all the seniors are going to get a chance to start the ball game here tonight. I expect their head coach, Eric Jensen, will make a substitution fairly quickly here. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Fine Points Bank, member FDIC. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos are shooting our basket to our right. Immediately to go inside to Alicia Stadler, and she puts one down through the hole. So Stadler scores 20 seconds into the ballgame, and Hastings has the lead by a score of 2-0. Broncos dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Nebraska Wesleyan in their white, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the black. Wesleyan with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Marshall throwing up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Long pass to get it to the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong has got the ball for Hastings. Moves it out on the left side. That's a Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman taking the pass inside. Now they get it in there. There's Stadler down at the baseline. Now to Raggett. First shot from 10 is no good. And a rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Running back the other way is going to be Janelle Ball. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. On the high post, Mallory Shanahan has got it there for Nebraska Wesleyan. The ball poked away. Shanahan picks it back up. Now they move to the far sideline. Over there is going to be Janelle Ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hossert. Now to the free throw line to Shanahan and to the whistle, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Hastings College. The personal is going to go on Kaylee Raggett, that's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Broncos here in this first half of play. There's a substitution we expected here with head coach Eric Jensen. Now the original starting five in there for Nebraska Wesleyan on this senior day. There's a shot in the wing by Shanahan. That's going to be no good. Partially deflected by Alicia Stadler. The ball is brought out of there by Alicia. Gets the ball now in the hands of Brittany Wong. Hastings back in the offensive scoring zone. Taz Yorick out on top to Cammy Bruckman. Moves it over the wing to the left side to Brittany Wong. Down on the baseline to Raggett. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Bruckman. Now to Taz for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Stadler. Final shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler gets the offensive board and the putback here for Hastings College. And the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 4-0 here in the ballgame. We have played a minute and 45 seconds of this one. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball in their offensive zone. As they move it down in the corner, that's a Shea Rasmussen with the ball. Feeds it inside. Grabbing the ball there is Melissa Bennett. She puts up a shot over Stadler. No good. Alicia grabs the rebound here for Hastings College. Gets it away to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Now to Taz Yorick. On the right sideline comes out to Cammy Bruckman. She holds the ball. Cammy dribbles once, sends it over to Brittany Wong. Down on the baseline to Yorick. Their bounce pass inside is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Nebraska Wesleyan was Melissa Bennett. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway, 4-0. Hastings with a lead. Taz Yorick deep in the corner on the right side. Holds the ball here against Shea Rasmussen. Yorick comes out of the wing. That's going to be Cammy Bruckman to the left wing now. They move it over there to a Brittany Wong. 8 seconds in the shot clock. She takes off, goes for the hole and scores. Brittany Wong scores, and Hastings College is out to a 6-0 lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos, the 19th rated team in the NAIA Division II coaches poll this week. 6-0, Hastings with a lead. The ball poked away from Nebraska Wesleyan over there. That was Brooke Podberg, who's into the ball game now. They get it to Rasmussen down in the corner here. As the Nebraska Wesleyan works with the ball, Melissa Bennett with it to the free throw line. Driving down the lane, here's a shot going to be partially deflected again by Stadler. The ball is taken out there by Alicia. A pass ahead, they get it to Kaylee Raggett for the Broncos. Gets it away to Bruckman. She drives for the hole. The shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Mallory Shanahan picks up the personal foul here for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Prairie Wolves. This will be a shooting foul. Scandy Bruckman goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Bruckman is 70% foul shooter in the season. He's 26 out of 37 coming into the ball game tonight. And she cans her first free throw. And Hastings now has a 7-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Raggett is going to check out. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ball game. Hastings, seventh best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage at 70%. Cammy Bruckman with one more. Shot is up there. It's good. Well, Hastings is out on top with a score of 8-0. And now Nebraska Wesleyan head coach Eric Jensen wants to call a timeout. Wesleyan calls a timeout here. We're almost 3 minutes into the ballgame. 17:02 to play here in the first half. The score, Hastings 8, Nebraska Wesleyan 0.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Officials in tonight's ball game, Steve Atkinson, also Dave Bryant and Travis Unzinger. 8-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves have the ball in their offensive zone to go right to work inside. That's Shanahan. Picked up by Stadler. Kicks it out here on the wing to a Janelle Ball. Cross-court pass goes to Rasmussen over there. A three-pointer's put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Dribbles down the near sideline. Gets the ball ahead of Taz Yorick. She moves on the baseline. Loses the ball out of bounds. Taz taking in from the right corner toward the goal, and she's losing the ball out of bounds here. The first turnover on Hastings. They average 17 in the season. That's the first one for the Broncos here in the first half. 8-0. Broncos have the lead. Nebraska Wesleyan brings the ball back here. Janelle Ball has got it as she hustles into the forecourt. Meets a Taz Yorick defensively. Podberg has got it now. Inside, here's a short jumper by Shanahan. It's up and in. Brother Melissa Bennett. Melissa Bennett getting the short jumper there in the lane for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves are on the board. 8-2 is the score after the Broncos score the first eight points of the ball game. Hastings back with the ball. Deep in the corner is going to be Taz Yorick. Moves to her left on the dribble. Goes to Cammy Bruckman. Now to Brittany Wong. Over there on the far sideline to Thompson. Bounce pass down to Taz. On the baseline. Now to Thompson. Traveling violation. So back-to-back turnovers here at Hastings on consecutive possessions. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Frankie Peterson. Coming out is going to be Cammy Bruckman. 15:59 to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. 8-2 is the score. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Janelle Ball with the ball. Goes on a high post now to Shanahan. Comes across the top of the ball. Just to the left of the lane. Ball's going to try to drive it. Can't do it against Taz York. Comes out now to the top of the key. That's a Hossert that's back into the ball game. She throws up a 10-footer in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson with the board there for the Broncos. Down the near sideline. Taz York takes off of the hole. Her shot is up there. It falls off of the front iron. No good. Taz tries to save it from going out of bounds. She can't do it. It goes out of play here. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan coming back the other direction. Josie Schopp comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Josie had a good ball game on Monday against Dort. Entered the contest, scored 6 points, and really created some things defensively. Now she's going to see some early playing time here. 4.5 minutes into the ball game, 8-2. Hastings has got the lead. They fit it inside to Hossert as she tries to drive it down the lane. Kicks it down in the corner now. That's going to be Mallory Shanahan with the ball. Her pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. The race is on. Ball is still loose. Picked up here by Wesley. And now the scramble on again. And finally, a jump ball is called. Over the near sideline. The arrow is pointing in favor of Wesley. And so the Prairie Wolves are playing things in here in backcourt with 15:04 to play in this first half. And now the official is going to meet here to discuss the shot clock situation. They reset the shot clock. It's down to 30 seconds. And now the official is going to confer. Make sure that's going to be correct, and that's going to be the case here. 15:04 remaining on the game clock. Now they're going to put 6 seconds. 6 seconds on the shot clock. So Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. As a Shanahan gets the ball to a Janelle Ball, she races it back the other way. There's a feed down there, and the sign is up and in. Melissa Bennett scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's now got 2 field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Wesleyan back to within 4. 8-4. Hastings with the lead. Wesleyan came to Hastings earlier this year and lost to the Broncos by 13. 65-52. There's a Josie Schopp with the ball out on top to Frankie Peterson. Over to Josie here on the wing. Josie Schopp takes it to the elbow, stops there. Good defense by Nebraska Wesleyan. The pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. So the third turnover, they get it to Rasmussen. Gets the ball down to 4. The ball, and the shot is up and in. So now Ball scores, and now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. As Nebraska Wesleyan scores 6 straight points, they're back into the ball game here following their timeouts. 14 minutes and 26 seconds to play now. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 8, Nebraska Wesleyan 6.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So 8 points to start the ball game for Hastings, and then 6 straight points here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 8-6 to score. Hastings with the ball back to their offensive zone. Broncos have it. Here's a Brittany Wong out here in 3-point territory. Puts it on the floor. Goes on the left wing out of Josie Schopp. Gets it inside out of Frankie Peterson. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Melissa Bennett. Gets the ball ahead now to Wilson as he drives for the hole. Dumps it out to the lane and shot is up and in. Mallory Shanahan scoring there for the Prairie Wolves, and Nebraska Wesleyan has come back to tie things up at 8 points apiece here in this one. There's Hastings going back to work. Stadler grabs it, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler gets her 3rd field goal in the ball game. She's got 6 points, and the Broncos back out on top by a score of 10-8. Ball comes back quickly for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now to Shea Rasmussen on the high post. Here's going to be a Bennett with the ball, dribbles down the right side of the lane, being attacked by Alicia Stadler. Another ball tipped loose, and a jump ball is called in the lane. As a Brittany Wong is down there, tied up in the play by Shanahan. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and that's a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan, the first of the ballgame. So Kaylee Raggett comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Broncos will go with Taz Jorg and also Raggett out there with Alicia Stadler. At the guard positions, Frankie Peterson, and we're going to see Sophia McDermott checking in there as well for head coach Jeff Dittman. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play. We're in the first half. You're at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Sophia McDermott goes inside to Raggett, grabs the ball, and shots up and in. Kaylee Raggett scores. That's her first field goal. Kaylee averaging 5 points per ball game. Had 8 the last time these two teams played. There's a Janelle Ball with the ball. Now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Picked up out there defensively by McDermott. Goes on the wing to Shea Rasmussen behind the screen. Rasmussen works it inside. There's Omara. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler, and the foul's going to be called. Queen Omara throwing up the shot there for Wesleyan. That would not go. And we got a foul call with the rebound. It's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on to Mallory Shanahan. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number two on Wesleyan here in the first half of play. Here comes Peyton Everett in the ball game now, and Shanahan will come to the bench. So Peyton Everett, a 5 foot 10 inch freshman from Lincoln Southeast, now into the ball game. He's averaging 3.8 points and 1.7 rebounds per ball game. 12-8 to score. Hastings with a 4 point lead. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Taz York has got it on the wing. Out here to McDermott, holds the ball, comes on the near sideline to Frankie Peterson. The ball poked away, picked up by Peterson, down the baseline to Raggett, back inside to Statler, shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett gets the assist. Alicia Statler has already got 8 points in the ball game. She had 24 the last time these two teams played back in December. There's a ball that's taken to the high post. Amara has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan with her back to the basket. Goes over on the far side to Ball. The ball is tipped out of her hands there by McDermott. End of the ball game now. Emily Linus is coming to the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan, a 5'6" sophomore from Lone Tree, Colorado. Also coming in for Hastings College is going to be Laurel Zwiener. 14-8 is the score. The Broncos have a 6-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan working the ball here on the near sideline. Shea Rasmussen with 7 on the shot clock. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Raggett. She loses the ball. Scramble is on. And we got a jump ball called here at the free throw line. Arrow pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves should keep it there. Taz York down there fighting for the loose ball. But she's tied up on the play. And Wesleyan will play it in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket with 12:03 to play here in the first half. Wesleyan will play things in their offensive end. They go deep in the corner to the right side. Shea Rasmussen out here in three-point territory. Drives the baseline. A reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taz. Taz York with the ball now for Hastings. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Taz pulls up at the three-point arc. Comes back out here. Beyond the circle to Sophia McDermott. Now to Laurel Zwiener. To McDermott. Here's Taz York. Taz, cross-court pass, goes over to Frankie Peterson. Entry pass, they get it to Raggett. Goes for the hole. Shot's blocked out of bounds. Lost out of bounds there by Raggett. Good job defensively by Nebraska Wesleyan as Wilson got over there. Alex Wilson for Nebraska Wesleyan to provide the defense there for the Prairie Wolves. So Hastings College turns over for the fourth time here in the first half. 14-8. Hastings College with the lead. Wilson with the ball. Now to Omara on the high post right inside the free throw circle. Picked up by Laurel Zwiener. Other Broncos defensively. Here's Shea Rasmussen. Curls around, cuts for the hole. Now goes to Omara. Her shot from 10 is an air ball. The ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. The Broncos number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in defensive scoring average this week. They're giving up only 60.2 points per ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is dead last. They are giving up 72.7 points per ball game. 14-8 to score here. Hastings with the lead. There's Frankie Peterson, a short jumper from the right baseline. It's up and in. Frankie Peterson scores. He's averaging 4.8 points per ball game for Hastings. Gets her first field goal there. 16-8 is the score. And now fourth-year head coach Eric Jensen is up. He wants to call another timeout. A timeout here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break for the score. Hastings 16, Nebraska Wesleyan 8.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
In the early going, Hastings College hitting 7 out of 12 from the field for 58%. Meanwhile, Nebraska Wesleyan does 4 out of 14 for 28%. Hastings with 10 rebounds in the early going, 5 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has got 3 turnovers officially here in the ball game, 1 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos out on top by a score of 16-8. Other games going on in the conference tonight. Number 2 ranked Concordia is playing at number 11 ranked Briar Cliff tonight. Midland is playing at Doan. Dort is at Dakota Wesleyan. And the 9th ranked team of the nation, Northwestern, is playing up in Yankton against the Lancers of Mount Marty. Last night in women's play in the GPAC, Morningside won a non-conference game with Dakota State, winning by the score of 76-43. 16-8 is the score. It's been a game of runs so far. Hastings with the first 8. Nebraska Wesleyan with the next 8. Now Hastings with the next eight after that. 16-8, the Broncos have the lead. Wesleyan with the ball following their timeout. Inside the free throw circle. Now we're going to have a traveling violation there on Alex Wilson. A traveling violation on Wilson. That's going to be the second turnover on Wesleyan here in the first half of play. So Hastings will come back the other direction with an eight-point lead during the halfway point of this first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Here's McDermott with the ball. Goes on a high post. It's picked poked away there by Wesleyan. Also, Raggett comes out near the 10-second line to grab it. Now to Taz York. Inside is Zwiener. She spins, puts up a shot, and scores. Well, Zwiener spinning in the lane, bouncing one down the hole there. It's now an 18-8 ball game. Hastings College with a 10-point lead. With 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here's Wesleyan working with the ball, driving down the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Everett. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds by Hastings. Everett took the ball right to the goal there for Nebraska Wesleyan, but misses on the left-handed layup. Broncos then lose the ball out of bounds there on the rebound, so Wesleyan will get another chance. They will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trailing by 10 points here, 18-8. Wesleyan will play things in. That's Alex Wilson. Gets it into the corner down there. And now we got a ball tipped out of bounds as Emily Linus tried to get rid of the ball, and it was poked out of bounds again by Sophia McDermott if he sings. So Wesleyan again will play it in on the far sideline. Wesleyan trailing by 10. They will get things in now to Wilson out here in three-point territory. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Out in their face is going to be Frankie Peterson. Wilson gets the ball away now. Dribbling with the ball is Peyton Everett. Everett goes over here to Ball. Down in the right corner. A shot for three is up there and in. Emily Linus throws up the three ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. And it's now an 18-11 ball game. Hastings back with the ball. There's Taz York. Her shot from 17 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Bennett for Wesleyan. Gets ahead. Now the ball down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from Wilson. She buries that one for three. Alex Wilson buries the three-pointer. So back-to-back trays there for Wesleyan from Linus. And Wilson, they're back in the ballgame now. It was 18-14. And now Hastings comes back with the ball. It's poked out of bounds again underneath the hole. So back-to-back trades there for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves get right back into the ballgame, trailing by 4 points now as Hastings will play things in. Statler comes back into the ballgame, and they get the ball to her right in front of the hole, and shot's going to be up there. It's no good. Statler gets her own rebound. Comes back out on top to Frankie Peterson. She holds it high above her head, takes it inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Taz York. York holds the ball, now drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Taz will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. So Peyton Everett picks up the personal foul for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your first team foul, number three in the Prairie Wolves. Taz York to the free throw line for Hastings. 63% foul shooter in the season, 30 out of 47. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Taz will get one more. Going back into the ball game is going to be Brittany Wong. Going out will be McDermott. Hastings 18, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Here comes the next shot by Taz. She misses that one. And the rebound is going to be picked up here by Melissa Bennett for Nebraska Wesleyan. So York goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Wesleyan has a chance to get back to the ball game here and slides into this lead. There's a Linus with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Picked up defensively by Taz York. Linus comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Alex Wilson. Wilson dumps it off in the wing. It's off of the fingertips of Bennett. The ball brought out of there by Brittany Wong. Wong gets the ball ahead of Taz York. She drives, shoots, and scores. Taz York scores there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. And the Broncos now out on top by 6 points. It's 20-14. Janelle Ball brings the ball back now for Wesleyan in the offensive scoring zone. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Linus. Circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane. Ball's going to be poked away, and it's picked up there by Statler. The fourth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets the pass ahead down to Frankie Peterson. Hustles into the forecourt, down to Statler. She hammers it down to the baseline right side to Wong. Her shot from 17 won't go. Now we got a push on the rebound, and a foul will go on Hastings. Haley Raggett picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two on Hastings. Gabby Breckman comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings. And going out will be Frankie Peterson. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Brooke Podberg now for Nebraska Wesleyan. And going out is going to be Alex Wilson. 20-14, Hastings College with a 6-point lead. We're 12 minutes into the ball game here from Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Shea Rasmussen. Rasmussen dribbling on the right side now, moves it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It won't go. Offensive rebound comes down to Bennett. Her shot should be blocked down. It's taken down now by Laurel Zwiener, who's back into the ball game. Hastings going to both Zwiener and Stadler in the contest now. Out on top is going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball, or rather Taz Yorick with it. Taz gets it out there to Cammie Bruckman. Now on the right side to Brittany Wong. There's Zwiener over the far side to Taz for three. Shana's up there. That one won't go. The ball poked away, and it's picked up here. Coming back the other way. That's a Peyton Everett with the ball. She drives it against Wong. Can't go up with a shot. Now to Rasmussen from the elbow. Her shot is no good. Ball lost in the lane. It's picked up by Zwiener. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Taz Yorick has got it. Taz moves around a defender toward the goal. She goes, and her shot is up there and in. Taz Yorick goes tumbling out of bounds there and gets the field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 22-14. We got 7 minutes to play. There's a long-range three from Everett that won't go. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. One shot and out basically all night here for Nebraska Wesleyan so far. Hastings controlling the boards. Zwiener gets the ball ahead, back in the offensive zone. Brittany Wong has got it. Now to Taz Yorick. Inside to Statler. Her shot is up there. No good. She draws the personal foul. Sliding over there, helping out defensively, was Peyton Everett. And Peyton picks up her second personal foul for her efforts. That's team foul number 4 on Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Statler. She got 4 field goals and 8 points so far. And her free throw is up there and in. She now made her last 9 free throws. She was 8 for 8 in the ballgame against Dort on Monday. Statler is up to her average to 75% now in free throws. 86 for 113. Statler already with 9 points in the ballgame here in this one. 23-14. Next shot is up there and in. So Lisa Statler now with 10 points, 4 field goals, and a couple of free throws. And the Broncos have built their lead again to 10 points at 24-14. Here's Shay Rasmussen, the third leading scorer in the conference, still has not scored as she works the ball inside, and the shot is up and in. A shot taken there by Queen O'Mara. The assist there goes to Shay Rasmussen, and it's now 24-16. Here's McDermott back in the ball game with the ball on the wing on the right side. Down to Statler. Her shot from 15 is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to O'Mara for Nebraska Wesleyan. She gets the ball away. This is a Janelle ball. Into the fourth quarter, she gets it to Peyton Everett. Not a ball over there. Over in the right sideline, picked up by McDermott. Spins away, takes it underneath the basket. Here's a pass to O'Mara. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up and now over to the far side. Peyton Everett. Now to Shay Rasmussen. Now to Everett. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Left-handed shot is up there. No good. She's knocked down in the foul called. So Everett will go to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. She was fouled in a play by Hastings College. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson, who's into the ball game now. Sierra Williamson, she picks up her first personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Everett. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Everett's an 80% foul shooter for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's now 13 out of 16 for the free throw line. Wesleyan is a team number 5 in the conference, hitting 70% of their free throw tosses. Peyton Everett will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one spins off of there. No good. Rebound comes down. Final shot is up and in. That's Queen O'Mara getting the offensive board and the putback on the left side of the lane for Wesleyan. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings out to a 6-point lead now at 24-18. Broncos come back in their offensive zone. Cammie Bruckman has got it. Now to Sophia McDermott. Top of the key. Over to Wong. Her shot from 15 is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Peyton Everett. Now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Down the right sideline. Having problems with the dribble. Gets it under control. Gets it in the hands now of Podberg. Sends it inside again. This is going to be Queen O'Mara. O'Mara working there against Statler. Tries to drive it. Can't do it. Pass over here on the far side to Shay Rasmussen. She backs up. Throws up a 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Wong down the far sideline to Sophia McDermott. Entry pass to get inside to Williamson. Kicks it back out to McDermott. Now to Statler inside the free throw circle. To McDermott, left side of the lane. Sophia dribbling with the ball. Now to Cammie Bruckman. 15 seconds in the shot clock. There's McDermott on the far sideline. Sophia dribbling with it. Sends it off inside. The ball poked away from Williamson. And the ball is brought down by Podberg. That is the fifth turnover on Hastings. Back the other way. A lap is up and in. Queen O'Mara scoring for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's now got 6 points off of the bench for the Prairie Wolves. And Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within 4 points. Hastings 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 20. Sophia McDermott out of Bruckman here at the top of the key. Nebraska Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. There's Alicia Statler, top of the key. Now into Williamson. Her shot is up there. She misses the easy one. And the rebound here comes down to Wesleyan. And the foul is called and backward. Coming out of there, the ball was Britt Podberg. Now a personal foul called on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her second. Williamson and Statler both going to check out. Now here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game. Head coach Jeff Dittman. 24-20 is the score. Hastings has led by as many as 10 points here in the first half, but Wesleyan has a chance to slice into the lead right here. Ball goes over to Shea Rasmussen on the wing. Rasmussen on the dribble, takes it to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Has the basketball stripped away. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Rasmussen losing it out of her hands there as she tried to go up for the shot. A turnover on Wesleyan. That's going to be their fifth of the ball game. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. 4:09 to play. Hastings 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 20. Melissa Thompson with the ball now. Left sideline. They get it to Cammy Breckman. Now to McDermott. Here's Wong. Free throw line extended right side. They get it to Zwiener. Underneath the hole here. Thompson. And shots up and in. So Zwiener gets the assist. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal for the Hastings College Broncos. And now it's a 26-20 ball game. Hastings out on top by six. Shea Rasmussen, top of the key. Now to Shanahan, who's back into the ball game. Valerie Shanahan on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Melissa Bennett. Can't put up a shot. Dribbles down the right baseline. Comes back out between the rings. Now driving for the hole is going to be Wilson. First shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound to Shanahan. Gets it back to the free throw line. Driving down the wing is going to be Melissa Bennett. And she's going to be fouled in the play. The foul is going to go here on Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be your first team foul number six on Hastings. A check that team foul number five on Hastings here in the first half. Down from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Melissa Bennett. Bennett is 68% foul shooter in the season. He's now 11 out of 17 from the charity stripe, averaging 4.8 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. She sinks that one. One out of two from the line for Bennett. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Wesleyan back to within five. 26-21 with 3:20 to play. They're in the first half from Snyder Arena. Hastings back with the ball. Frankie Peterson gets it inside to Thompson. Her shot off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Bennett. Bennett gets it away to Shea Rasmussen. She runs her back the other way on the transition. Kicks it out here on the right side. Taking it inside to the elbow. It's Wilson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And she's only fouled in the play. Alex Wilson taking the ball right to the elbow. It goes up for the shot. She's fouled in the play as Frankie Peterson slaps her on the arm on the way by. Peterson picks up her first. Alex Wilson now goes to the free throw line for Wesleyan. A 79% foul shooter in the season. Alex puts it up there, and the shot dances around the rim and goes down. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Wesleyan is fifth in the conference, as we said, in free throws percentage at 70%. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. Alex Wilson hitting a couple of free throws. Into the ball game now will be Peyton Everett. Coming out will be Mallory Shanahan. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. In the first half, Wesleyan is back within 3 points. 26-23. Hastings back with the ball. Melissa Thompson has got it for the Broncos. Over to Frankie Peterson. Now to Sophia McDermott. To Brittany Wong. Over here on the right side. And Melissa Thompson lobs it inside. There's a shot taken. It's up and in by Zwiener. And she's fouled the play. So they work the ball inside for Laurel Zwiener, who bounces one in from the glass there. And she's fouled in the play as Zwiener gets her second field goal of the ball game. Personal foul went on Wilson. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number five on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half of play. Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is a chance at a three-point play. Rebound goes down in the corner. It's picked up here by Frankie Peterson. Hastings has the ball back here. Peterson on the far sideline fakes, and now she's called for the steps. Peterson trying to drive it from the left sideline toward the goal. She's called for the traveling violation. Well, it's a 28-23 ball game. Hastings College leading by five. Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's Shea Rasmussen. Right-handed dribble behind the screen. Rasmussen working on the ball on the far sideline. Holds up on the wing. Still dribbling on the ball, trying to get away. Now drives it against Brittany Wong. Finally gets it out here to Ball. Now to the free throw line to Bennett. Dribbles down the right side of the wing. Puts up a shot over Zwiener. No good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong down the far sideline. Wong has got it. Now to Peterson at the top of the key. To Zwiener down here in the corner to McDermott. Sophia looking to drive. Can't do it. Now to Melissa Thompson. Entry pass poked away. From Zwiener, the ball's going to be recovered here by Nebraska Wesleyan. The sixth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here's Janelle Ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan with 2 minutes to play in the first half, 28-23. Hastings with a five-point lead here in this one. There's a Peyton Everett with the ball. Comes over here on the left side to Melissa Bennett, just to the left of the key. Dribbles it, takes it to the right side of the lane. Now kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Ball. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings basketball. So Janelle Ball unable to connect there. 5'3" junior from Littleton, Colorado. End of the ball game now for Wesleyan will be Queen O'Mara. And coming out of the contest for the Prairie Wolves is going to be Peyton Everett. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 28-23. Broncos have led by as many as 10 here in the ballgame. Hastings scored the first 8 points of the ballgame here tonight. Wesleyan just hanging around here in this first half. Here's Sophia McDermott just to the right of the lane. Bombs it inside. Zwiener grabs it. Her shot is up there and in. Well, Zwiener scores. She's got 3 field goals here in the first half. She's got 6 points. Hastings back out on top by 7. It is 30-23 with a minute and 15 seconds to play. Now Ball has got it down to Melissa Bennett out here in 3-point territory. Goes back to Ball. Now down on the baseline. On the right side, circling around, taking the ball into the paint is going to be Alex Wilson. Comes out to Rasmussen for 3-year shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Wong runs it back the other way to McDermott. One hands it down in the corner to Peterson. Back to McDermott. Wide open. Shot from 10. Good. Sophia McDermott scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal. And the Broncos back out on top by 9 points now. At 32-23, Hastings has scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. There's Melissa Bennett at the top of the key. Now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Drives it toward the goal. Pulls up, shoots a little short jumper over his winger. It's up and in. Melissa Bennett hits her third field goal of the ballgame. She's got 7 points. 32-25. Hastings still leading here in the ballgame with 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Brittany Wong goes on the high post. That's Melissa Thompson over to Frankie Peterson on the wing on the left side. Picked up there by Alex Wilson. There's a Sophia McDermott out of Brittany Wong. Wong sends it up high to Zwiener, dumps it down low to Thompson, who shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. With 10.7 seconds to play, Melissa Thompson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Rasmussen. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Prairie Wolves. And going to the free throw line is going to be Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up and it's no good. Thompson just a 58% foul shooter in the season. He's now 17 out of 30. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Josie Schaap now with 10.7 seconds to play. Coming out will be Peterson. Broncos have a 7-point lead, 32-25. Melissa Thompson will tour the mark again for Hastings, a 5'11" junior out of Papillion. Her shot is up there. She buries that one. Hastings now leading by a score of 33-25. Janelle Ball and dribble back the other way for the Prairie Wolves. Drives it all the way to the goal and loses the ball out of balance and is knocked out of her hands there by Hastings as Janelle Ball, boy, got in her way and it just opened up. She took it right down the lane and now she's going to be fouled in the play. So a late foul here called on Hastings. As a personal foul is going to be whistled on McDermott. Ball to the free throw line and her shot is up there and in. So Janelle Ball hits a free throw with 2.9 seconds to play here in this one. It's now 33-26. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. Here's a shot from half court. It is no good by Taz Yorick. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight in Women's College Basketball. So at halftime here tonight, it is Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. It's the Broncos 33, Nebraska Wesleyan 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS.
The local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Women's College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead. The 19th ranked team in the country. The Broncos out on top of the quarry. Wolfsbauer scored 33-26. Game of runs early in the ball game as Hastings College got out to an 8-0 lead. Wesleyan came back to tie things up at 8 points apiece. The Broncos then scored 8 more points to make it a 16-8 ball game. They extended that lead to 18-8. Wesleyan did not blow away. They pulled within 3 points at 26-23. And the Broncos have a 7-point lead here at halftime now at 33-26. In the first half, Hastings ended up shooting 51%. In the first 20 minutes, 14 out of 27 from the field for 51.9%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 10 out of 31 for 32.3%. Hastings 0 of 2 on 3-pointers. Nebraska Wesleyan was 2 out of 7 for 28%. Hastings was 5 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half for 55%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 4 out of 8 for 50%. Rebounds, Hastings has the advantage there at 21-17. Wesleyan has 5 offensive rebounds compared to only 3 for Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 4 turnovers. Hastings has got 6. Wesleyan has got 2 block shots and 3 steals in the first half. Hastings College has got 4 block shots and 3 steals. Again, Hastings is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here at halftime by a score of 33-26. Scoring in this first half of play, leading the way for Nebraska Wesleyan is Melissa Bennett. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Queen O'Mara has got 3 field goals and 6 points off of the bench. Alex Wilson has got a 3-pointer, and she is also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 5. The other scorers for Wesleyan, Janelle Ball has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Valerie Shanahan has got a field goal and 2 points. The third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the leading scorer for Nebraska Wesleyan this year, Shay Rasmussen, so far has not scored in the ball game. In fact, Rasmussen is 0 out of 8 from the field here in the first half, including 0 out of 2 from three-point territory. So Rasmussen's been shut out here by Hastings College defense in the first half of play. For the Broncos, they got 10 points in the first half from Alicia Stadler. Stadler with 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points from Laurel Zwiener on 3 field goals. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Taz Yorick has got 2 field goals, and she's 0 out of 2 from the stripe for 4. Melissa Thompson has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. And a plethora of players here with 2 points apiece. Kaylee Ragged has got a field goal for 2. Frankie Peterson, a field goal for 2. Brittany Wong, a field goal for 2. Sophia McDermott, a field goal for 2. And Cammy Breckman, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line and 2 points. So Hastings has got the lead here at halftime over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 33-26. Other games going on in the conference tonight in women's college basketball. Concordia is playing Briar Cliff right now. That game is being played in Sioux City tonight. They score in the end of that ball game. Midland is playing at Dome this evening. Dort is playing Dakota Wesleyan. And Northwestern is playing in Yankton against Mount Marty. And at halftime of that ball game, Northwestern is leading Mount Marty by a score of 35-27. So it's 33-26 here. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming up, we've got our Scholar Athlete of the Week, and Tyson Urbanek will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. At the second half coming up, you're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is basketball star Cammy Bruckman. Cammy, a sophomore from Roseland, Nebraska, is a math education major with a 3.63 GPA. She has appeared in all the games for the Broncos this season. She's averaging 5.1 points a game and 2.7 rebounds. In the classroom, Cammy is a member of the Dean's List, and in her free time, she enjoys being with friends, family, and relaxing. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Cammy Bruckman. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated, Better Service Focused Business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Vronick with you. Our guest this evening will be the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. It is Kendrick Clay. Coach Clay, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about as the Broncos are well underway in their indoor track and field season. So far, from everything I've been hearing, a pretty successful start for the Broncos.
Yeah, we're really pleased. Have had some great marks and some school records in the sprinting events, the throws. The multi-events are going well, and some of our distance runners are coming along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Talk from the throwing perspective. From what I've heard, you got some guys that are getting pretty close to some national marks there.
Yeah, Gabe Wickham, if he matches his current personal best and school record, if he matches that at the conference and national meets, he will have the national record and conference record. So he's leading the country right now by just under 9 feet. The person in second is his teammate, Cody Weber.
Mm-hmm. And talk just a little bit about let's talk track and field in specifics. The common man might think of track and field as what they see on TV, the 100-meter sprints and the world records broken by Usain Bolt. But there's a lot of different facets that go into track and field.
Yeah, jokingly, we call it organized chaos. you've got a number of sprinting events. Indoors, you have a large number of middle distance events, the 400, 600, 800, 1,000 distance medley relay, 4x800 relay. I mean, there are a lot of events in addition to the field events like long jump, triple jump, high jump, pole vault. And then you have what they call the all-around athlete, the person that competes in the pentathlon or heptathlon, where they're doing all, some field, some sprinting, and a middle endurance race. So it's really unique, and it's kind of neat to see athletes with different attributes all on the same team.
Now, we mentioned a little bit about the throwers a little bit earlier, but so far in the indoor track and field season, who's really came out and been a leader for you guys?
I would say with their approach, our throwers have consistently led. With the success and how they handle high-pressure situations. Ronnie Taylor has really stepped up this year. We're holding him out this weekend just to protect him because he's a little sore, but his leadership, not just with his performances, but his actions at practice, he's really helping the coaching staff develop some of these other athletes. He's really helping us lead the charge. He's done a great job.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Coach Clay, the track and field coach for the Hastings College Broncos. And Coach Clay, let's take a look at the calendar here. What are some upcoming dates that you have circled that are going to need the Broncos to get big performances out of?
Well, we have our GPAC Conference Indoor Championships on the 17th and 18th. They're in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Devaney Center. That's one we're gearing for. Our national meet will be in Geneva, Ohio the first weekend in March. So that's our main focus right now is gearing up for those, getting kids into the meet, sharpening kids, and having everybody is at 100% for those meets.
Hmm. Let's talk about the differences between indoor track and then the events that are outdoors. Talk just a little bit about the differences and the different approaches you have in those.
Well, you have some different disciplines. Obviously, the indoor weight throw is good preparation for the hammer throw, but you don't have anything that's really close to the javelin throw,
right,
which is an outdoor event. The 400 hurdles, you know, typically your 400 hurdlers are good, you know, 400 or 800 meter runners. You know, so you'll have some athletes that are competing in those events indoors, the middle distances, that might be running the 400 hurdles outdoor. That's the difference. Our heptathletes become decathletes, and so we add more throwing events to that. Plus, the long-distance kids, sometimes you have a kid that a 3,000-meter race isn't quite long enough for their abilities. So, you know, having the 10,000-meter race outdoor, it being more of an endurance race, that may be more suited. So those are just a few of the things that are different. Obviously, the most significant difference is you battle the elements a little bit, which are obviously the same for everyone. But indoor track, the nice thing is you're not worried about how the wind's going to affect a race or the temperature. Although this week, you know, we're, you know, battling some snow, mm-hmm. And that affects us getting to and from. Obviously, during competition, weather is not a factor indoors versus outdoor.
Okay, well, as we wrap this up, Coach, just talk a little bit about the outdoor season. When's everything going to be getting started?
Well, we'll host the first outdoor meet on the weekend of March 30th and 31st. We'll start off there, and then a few days later, we'll go over to Concordia to have a midweek meet for Easter weekend, so we can let our kids go home for Easter. And it's a pretty condensed schedule. You know, our first meet is March 31st, and our conference championship is the first weekend in May. Hmm. So, you know, you have to really, you know, the work is pretty much done by the time you get going, and you just sharpen and stay healthy.
Once again, that's head coach Kendrick Clay with the Hastings College track and field team. Coach, we wish the Broncos continued success so far in this indoor track season and success once the outdoor track season rolls along. But thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight.
No problem. My pleasure.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena. Halftime of the women's ball game. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 33-26. Other scores that we have in at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan is leading Dort by the score of 33-19. Northwestern out on top of Mount Marty tonight by a score of 35-27. Nothing in yet on Doan and Midland and Concordia and Briar Clough. Hastings has the basketball first to begin the second half of play. Alicia Stadler led the way in the first half for the Broncos. She had 10 points. Stadler has got the ball right now at the top of the key. Picked up out there by Melissa Bennett of Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Raggett. Drops it down low again to Stadler, who kicks it back out. Here's a shot by Hastings College. That's Frankie Peterson with a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball is tapped into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Brittany Wong. So Wong has got it again. Back into the offensive scoring zone. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. 33-26. They've led by as many as 10 here in the ballgame. Sandler inside the free throw circle. Comes over here on the wing, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Wong is cutting toward the hole there, and Stadler threw it out. I got near the direction of the midcourt stripe there. Broncos turn it over for the seventh time here in the ballgame. So Nebraska Wesleyan comes back with the ball. The Prairie Wolves back in their offensive zone. Janelle Ball has got it right side of the lane here. Two-handed pass comes out on top now. That's Shea Rasmussen, who has been shut out so far in the ballgame. Entry pass going to be poked away. Picked up by Shanahan on the baseline. Not a ball. Again, they get it inside to Bennett. Bennett scores around to the basket, hammers it down low. There's Podberg. Her shot's no good, but she fouled in the play. Rick Podberg will go to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan, and she was fouled in the play here by Peterson of Hastings. So Frankie picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one on Hastings. Brooke Podberg goes to the free throw line now for Wesleyan, and her shot is up there and in. Wesleyan 4 out of 8 on free throws in the first half of play, as Podberg, the freshman out of Johnstown, Colorado, gets the first free throw to go down. The second one is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. So it's a 33-27 ball game. Hastings in the lead. Broncos have the ball. Kaylee Raggett has got it down. Free throw line extended to the left side. Raggett dribbles once. Now to Taz Yorg. Back to Raggett in the corner now. Kaylee, two-handed pass, comes out on top. That's a Frankie Peterson. Moves it over to Taz Yorg. Down to Brittany Wong as she drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Podberg. So it's a 33-27 ball game, and Wesleyan has got the lead with 18 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Jay Rasmussen with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan around the screen. Moves it over to Ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Peterson of Hastings. Flips it away. Down to Brittany Wong. Back into the offensive zone. That's the sixth turnover on Wesleyan here in the ball game. Brittany Wong comes over here to Kaylee Raggett on the left sideline. Back out to Frankie Peterson at the top of the key. Frankie moves over to Taz Yorg. Now to Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended right side. To Kaylee Raggett again behind the three-point circle. Over here to Frankie Peterson. Circles around, cuts it for the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shanahan. Out with pass goes to the far sideline to Rasmussen. 2-on-3 back the other way. Rasmussen drives into the goal, and the ball poked out of her hands out of bounds. Taz Yorg getting her hands in there for Hastings College. That's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan inbound the ball. That's Mallory Shanahan. She'll inbound baseline left side underneath her own basket. Gives it out here to Bennett. Drives it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Podberg. She was in on the play. Now we got a jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so we'll stay right here. 17-37 to play in the ball game. Hastings 33, Nebraska Wesleyan 27. In the ball game now for the Broncos for the first time today, it's going to be Courtney Spahn. She will check in. Going out will be Frankie Peterson. So Courtney Spahn into the ball game now for the Broncos. A 5'9" freshman, actually a 5'5" senior from Mesquite, Nevada. There's a shot off of the inbound by Melissa Bennett's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. That's Alicia Stanley with the rebound. Gets it away to Brittany Wong as she hustles in the forecourt. Now to Courtney Spahn. Out here in three-point territory to Raggett. Drops the ball down low to Stanley. She's double-teamed to Spahn in the corner. Shot for three is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Rasmussen. Rasmussen runs it back the other way. 2-on-2. Rasmussen all the way to the goal. She throws up a shot, but it's going to be blocked down as she falls out of bounds here. It'll be Wesleyan playing things in down here underneath her own basket. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Wesleyan will inbound the ball down here underneath their own basket. They come way out on top. That's going to be a Podberg. A bounce pass is going to be kicked back out of bounds here by Courtney Spahn. So Wesleyan again will try it in. This time from the near sideline in front of the Wesleyan bench. Valerie Shanahan will trigger things in for the Broncos. Now with 17:03 to play in the ball game. Shanahan comes out to Melissa Bennett, who hands the ball back here to Janelle Ball. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the left side is going to be Shane Rasmussen. Rasmussen puts it on the floor, dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane, now the ball. They get it inside now. There's a short jumper out for the baseline by Shanahan. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called inside there on the Broncos. It's going to go on Melissa Thompson. Thompson picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her first foul. That's team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. So again, Wesleyan plays things in to Shanahan right in front of the basket. A shot no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Alicia Stander of Hastings. Gets away to Brittany Wong as she hustles into the forecourt for the Broncos. Wong pulls up to the top of the three-point circle. Over to Taz Yorg on the far side. Now to Courtney Spahn inside to Thompson. Thompson dribbles in the lane. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Thompson trying to maneuver down there on the baseline just to the right of the basket. Dribbled in front of the goal and then lost the ball out of bounds. 8 turnovers for Hastings here in the ballgame. Wesleyan comes back with the ball. 33-27. The Broncos out on top with 16 and a half minutes to play. Taz Yorg has got the ball. Rather, this is Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball as they come into the forecourt now. Shay Rasmussen, she drives into the goal. The shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Out of Hastings, out of the pass goes to Brittany Wong. Gets the ball ahead now to Taz down in the corner. Sends the ball inside to Statler. Shot no good, but she's handled on the play. And Alicia Statler goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Foul is going to go on Melissa Bennett. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 1 on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half of play. Alicia Stadler to the line. She's got 10 points in the ball game, all in the first half. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She was 8 out of 8 on Monday in the ball game against Dort. So Stadler has hit her last 11 free throws in a row. Alicia will have one more here. Shot is up there. The shot good. Alicia now with 12 points in the ball game. It's 35-27. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. The Broncos have led by as many as 10 here in the ball game on a couple of occasions in the first half. Here's Janelle Ball with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Goes out to Rasmussen. 3-pointers put up there. That one is going to be no good. She's still looking for her first field goal of the ball game. There's Hastings back with the ball. A pass in the way is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shanahan. A turnover on Hastings. Shanahan comes back and a bounce pass is thrown out of bounds. Trying to go to Janelle Ball in the break, and Wesleyan gives it right back to the Broncos. Shane Rasmussen was 0 out of 8 on field goals in the first half of play. She's missed 3 already here in the second half, so the third winning score in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shane Rasmussen having a tough night here on Seniors Night. She's 0 for 11 from the field. 35 to 27. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. There's Brittany Wong, loose at left side of the lane, down in the corner to Courtney Spahn. She drives, gives it up now to Melissa Thompson to the elbow. That's going to be Alicia Stadler. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Brittany Wong. Directing some traffic out there. Brittany Wong on the dribble, stops at the top of the arc. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Taz York back out on top to Spahn. 4-3. Shot is up there, top of the left side. No good. Rebound comes in the corner. It's picked up there by Shanahan. And now she throws the ball out of bounds. Shanahan comes to a screeching halt down there in the corner. Picks up the ball, but it throws it out of bounds. So Wesleyan gives it right back to Hastings, and the Broncos will play things in. Underneath their own basket into the ball game now for Wesleyan is going to be Queen O'Mara. It's going to be Hastings playing the ball in. Brittany Wong, that is Spahn down in the corner. Courtney dribbling with the ball, moves to her right, goes on a high post to Zwiener. Two-handed pass down in the corner to Taz York. Taz holds the ball now, takes the ball into the paint, forces up a shot, no good, but she draws the personal foul. And Taz York will get to the free throw line here. Queen O'Mara picks up the personal foul for Wesley, and that's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half. York to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 0 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Downs puts us up there, and the shot good. He's a 63% foul shooter in the season. So we'll have another one here. The Broncos now out to an 8-point lead at 35-27. Down to the scorers table, checking into the ball game now. It's going to be McDermott. Going out is going to be Wong. So Sophia McDermott comes back into the ball game for Hastings, a 5'3" and senior from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Here comes the next shot by Taz. It's up there and good. So York gets a couple of free throws. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos back out by 10 points now at 37-27. Early in this second half, 14:50 remaining in the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside to Shanahan. Shanahan forces up a shot. That one won't go. Rebound Thompson. The ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will get it. Despite Nebraska's Wesleyan's record at 2-15 in the conference, they played Morningside tough on Saturday in the ball game. And now we've got to, what do we have here? We got a personal foul called here in backcourt. We have a technical foul called in backcourt. One of the two, the officials coming over here to the scorers table. And I think we're going to have a technical foul called here on Nebraska Wesleyan's head coach and Eric Jensen. I was mentioning the ball game on Saturday. Wesleyan nearly pulled the upset on the fifth-ranked team in the country. They led the entire first half. They were within 2 points with 4:35 remaining, but the Mustangs then pulled away for the victory. As Taz York gets a free throw here for Hastings College. Taz will have one more shot here. It's up there, and that shot is good. So York has now hit 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings now has their biggest lead of the ball game at 39-27. So the technical foul was called there on the head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan, Eric Jensen. And now Hastings will play things in here at backcourt. As York has given the Broncos a 12-point lead now at 39-27. And the Broncos come back with the ball. Here's McDermott gets away, dribbles down the lane, shot off the window, is up and in. Taz finds a seam in the, really McDermott finds a seam in the defense there for Nebraska Wesleyan and takes it right to the goal and scores. McDermott now at 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 41-27 advantage now over Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a Janelle Ball with the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Gets it over there to Queen O'Mara. Moves it down to the baseline. There's a short jumper by Shanahan. That's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out of the pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Rasmussen. Sends it inside down to Shanahan. Short jumper is short. Rebound Zwiener. Winner has got it for the Broncos. Gets it in the hands now of McDermott. She runs it back the other way for Hastings. McDermott inside the three-point arc and now retreats. Comes across the top. That's Thompson with the ball. Thompson the spawn. Gets it inside to Zwiener with it back to the basket. Over to McDermott, deep in the corner. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Rasmussen from Nebraska West End. Gets the ball ahead. Here's Janelle Ball. Ball sends the ball across the court. Here it's going to be intercepted by Thompson. Dangerous pass, and Thompson takes it away. That's the ninth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with a 14-point lead, 41-27. McDermott now to Thompson. Right sideline. That's Taz Yorick with the ball now. Taz gets it to spawn at the elbow. Moves it over here to McDermott. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. Rebound loose underneath the basket. Goes out of bounds. Wesleyan back to ball. Brittany Wong comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Taz Yorick. Checking into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Peyton Everett. Now we got a timeout called here from the Prairie Wolves. So Nebraska Wesleyan wants to talk things over. 13 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 41, Nebraska Wesleyan 27.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime score, Briar Cliff is out on top of Concordia. The score is 58-51 at the break. And the conference leaders trailing in Sioux City tonight, 58-51 at halftime to Briar Cliff. Broncos now hitting 42% from the field. Hastings just one out of eight here in the second half so far. So Hastings now 15 out of 35 for the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half, 0 out of 7 on field goals. And they're now trailing in the ball game on a score of 41-27. So Nebraska Wesleyan coming back with the ball. Here's a Janelle Ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes down low to Wilson, who's back in the ball game. Here's Omar in the lane. Her shot's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here's Zwiener over the far sideline now to Courtney Spahn. Holds the ball out of Melissa Thompson. Dumps it down low. Zwiener grabs it, shoots, and scores. Little Zwiener having a good ball game tonight. She's got 8 points in the ball game. That's now a 43-27 ball game. Hastings has outscored Wesleyan 10-1 so far here in the second half of play. Coming back with the ball for the Prairie Wolves. It's going to be Janelle Ball. Gets it in the hands of Wilson. Circles around. Here's a bounce pass underneath. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Thompson, and she's calling for the palming violation. So Hastings got the turnover, but then Thompson is whistled for the palming violation. Coming back the other way. That's 11 turnovers in the Broncos. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 10. It's a 43-27 ball game. Hastings is out on top here. We approach the 12-minute mark of the ball game at the men's contest coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Alex Wilson now to Omara out here in three-point territory. The ball on the wing. Janelle Ball moves it over here to Shea Rasmussen in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside to Omara. She spins. Turnaround jumper is good. Bringing Omara scoring on the right side of the lane. She's got 8 points. That's the first field goal for Wesleyan in the second half of play, and it occurs at the 12-minute mark. It's now 43-29. Here's Courtney Spahn, comes to Melissa Thompson, and they threw the ball away over the head of Thompson over here on the near sideline. So Wesleyan went 8 minutes without hitting a field goal to begin the second half of play, and they've fallen behind now by 14, 43-29, but the Prairie Wolves come back to the ball now. Here's a Janelle Ball on the dribble, moves it to the left side of the lane. Entry pass, they get it to Omara, kicks it back out to Rasmussen, top of the key. Rasmussen working out there against Brittany Wong of Hastings. There's a shot. It's going to be no good by Rasmussen. Rebound, foul shot, no good, and a foul is called. Peyton Everett got the rebound, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three in the Broncos here in the second half. So Everett goes to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Everett, a 5'10" freshman out of Lincoln Southeast. He's averaging 3.8 points per ball game, 0-for-2 from the stripe here tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll have one more. Here comes Cammie Breckman in the ballgame. Now Spahn will come to the bench. 11:37 to play in the ballgame. It's now 43-30. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Peyton Everett will have one more. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Peyton Everett hits a couple of free throws, and Nebraska Wesleyan back within 12 points again. 43-31. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Candy Bruckman. Comes out now to Sophia McDermott. Over to Brittany Wong. Open for three, but won't take the shot. Here's Melissa Thompson. Two-handed pass to McDermott in the corner. Looking to penetrate. McDermott holding the ball. Holding the ball left side of the lane. Here's a bounce pass out to Wong. Has it tipped away. Brittany picks it back up. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Wong at the free throw line. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there. No good, but a foul will be called. Melissa Thompson throws up the field goal from deep in the right corner, but a personal foul is called here on a rebound. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be your first. Alicia Statler picks up her first foul. That's the 14th foul on the Broncos here in the second half of play. 43-31. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Janelle Ball, she's trying to dribble with it. Loses control, but it's picked up by Rasmussen here in the near sideline. Brittany Wong running her drill defensively. Out to O'Mara, down left side, down on the baseline. Shanahan shot up there, that's no good. Gets her own rebound. Shanahan goes back up, and then a foul's going to be called on Statler. So Alicia Statler with back-to-back fouls inside there for the Broncos. Now going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Shanahan. Shanahan is number two in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 86%. Her shot is up there, she carries that one. Shanahan now with 3 points in the ballgame. He's a second leading scorer on his team behind Shea Rasmussen. Combined between the two tonight, they've got only 3 points in the ballgame. There's the next shot that's up there. It's good by Shanahan. He's now got four. That's 43-33. Wesleyan is within 10 points again with 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in this one. Brittany Wong goes to Kaylee Raggeth. Out to Candy Breckman, who's back in the ballgame to McDermott. There's Wong again, right side of the wing, down in the corner. Raggett for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Brittany Wong. Brittany driven to the ball as she retreats out here between the circles. Goes over to Raggett in the corner again on the right side. Raggett brings it up high on the block. Comes out to Sophia McDermott. Out of Brittany Wong, left side of the lane. Brittany directing some traffic out here. Comes over to Breckman, and now we got a foul inside. And I think it's going to be on Statler again. That's the case. Lisa Statler trying to work for position left side of the lane. She's listening for the push-off inside. The third foul now on Statler. They've all occurred here in the last 2 minutes or so. Alicia checks out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener in the ballgame. Jeff Dittman having a couple of words with the officials here on the near sideline. 43-33. Nebraska Wesleyan still within 10 points here as we approach the 10-minute mark of the second half. With the ball now is going to be Emily Linus, who's into the ballgame again for Wesleyan. The Podberg. Back out here to O'Mara. Free throw line extended right side. Out between the circles to Everett. Drives the ball against Breckman. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But another foul is going to be called in Hastings. This one is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 of the Broncos. And now Nebraska Wesleyan is in the 1-1 situation here. They're going to have some free throws as they're trailing by 10 points in the ball game at 43-33. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Peyton Everett. She'll have one more. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Under the ball game now will be Frankie Peterson. Coming out will be Breckman. Head coach Jeff Dittman. Peyton Everett back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So she hits 1 out of 2. It's now a 43-34 ball game. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Brittany Wong has got it here for the Broncos as she brings it back in the offensive scoring zone. Works against the Linus out top. There's a feed over here on the near sideline to Kaylee Raggett. Puts it on the floor, dribbles, and now gets it out to McDermott. She takes off, drives into the hole, and shines up at the end. Sophia McDermott grabs that one right at the top of the key and drove it right down the lane and scores. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead. Now here's a kicking violation called on McDermott as Linus trying to bring the ball back into the forecourt here. Out at the mid-court stripe. McDermott called to the kicking violation, so Shanahan will play things in. Gets it to Emily Linus. Picked up by McDermott again. Linus dribbling with the ball, takes it to the left side of the floor. And now bounce pass goes inside to O'Mara. Her shot is up there, is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Whereas Winner out with pass goes to Brittany Wong, and she drives it along to the floor and scores. Nice outlet there by Laurel Zwiener. Brittany Wong gets the field goal, and the Broncos out to a 13-point lead. Here's Linus with the ball again. She drives it inside. Her little short jumper off of the baseline. Good. Emily Linus scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 47-36. Hastings with an 11-point lead with 9 minutes to play here in this one. Sophia McDermott with the ball out here now to Frankie Peterson. Drives it to the free throw line. Gives it up to Kaylee Raggett. Near sideline to Brittany Wong. Comes back out to McDermott, top of the key. Again, drives it toward the goal. A scoop shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to O'Mara from Nebraska Wesleyan. Out of Linus. She will bring things up for the Prairie Wolves. So trailing by 11 in the contest, 47 to 36. Out on top, out here in 3 point territory, a traveling violation is going to be called. Traveling violation is called in Nebraska Wesleyan. That was Peyton Everett who had the ball. I think she got poked in the eye and she just went down on the floor. That's the case. She got poked in the eye. She's going to have to check out now. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Everett got poked in the eye and she fell down to the ground here. And a traveling violation was called on her. Hastings will get the ball here. Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. That's the 11th turnover on the Prairie Wolves. 8:28 to play in the ball game. The score is Hastings 47, Nebraska Wesleyan 36.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings with the ball. Brittany Wong goes to McDermott. Double team on the far sideline. McDermott gets it down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here in Wesleyan. So McDermott again, aggressive, taking the ball to the hole. Foul's going to be called here on Alex Wilson. That's going to be your second. That's team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves in the second half of play. O'Mara checks out. Here comes Melissa Bennett back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 47 to 36. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Peterson deep in the right corner. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ball. Now Ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets it away. Ball gets it back as she brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Over here to Shea Rasmussen on the wing. On the right side, picked up by Taz York, trying to drive it. Now the ball is poked away, and a foul is going to be called at Rasmussen. Taz got the ball, and Rasmussen is calling for the personal foul down here, trying to get it back. That's going to be her second foul in the ball game. Team foul number five on the Prairie Wolves. So no free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Alicia Stadler into the ballgame now for Hastings. She will play with three personal fouls, and Frankie Peterson will check out. Raggett will inbound the ball now to Brittany Wong, and she'll bring her up. 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 11 points, 47 to 36. Taz York, free throw line extended right side, has got the ball here for Hastings. Taz brings it inside the ring. Entry pass to get into the stat and shot is up and in. Taz gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. She's now got 15 points in the ballgame here for Hastings College, and the Broncos out to a 13-point lead. Hastings has led by as many as 16 in the second half. Shea Rasmussen with the ball just beyond the three-point circle, left side of the lane. There's a feed inside. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings ball. Trying to get it inside to Melissa Bennett is off of her fingertips as the Broncos collapse on her. That's 12 turnovers now on the Prairie Wolves here in the ballgame, and Hastings will come back the other direction. 7.5 to play. Hastings 49, Nebraska Wesleyan 36. Women's college basketball here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Taz Yorick with the ball. Out to Kaylee Raggett. Into Alicia Stadler. Her bounce pass is going to be deflected away from Zwiener. And the Broncos turn the ball away for the 12th time. There's a Janelle Ball back for Nebraska Wesleyan. To Wilson for three. Shot is up there off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener into the hands now of Brittany Wong, and she will bring things up. Brings it into the forecourt here for the Broncos. Works out on top against the Janelle Ball. Dribbling with it is Brittany Wong. Now to Kaylee Raggett. Moves her over on the far sideline to Taz York. The free throw line Zwiener drops it down low to Stadler. Shot is up there and in again. Alicia Stadler scores again. She's got 16 points in the ballgame. She had 24 the last time these two teams played. And Hastings back out to a 15-point lead at 51 to 36. Wesleyan with the ball driving down the right side of the lane toward the goal, and the shot up there again. Valerie Shanahan. 6 points in the ball game now for Shanahan. 51 to 38. Hastings leading by 13 with 6:20 to play here in this one. Taz York out here to Raggett inside the free throw circle. Goes back to Taz out here in 3 point territory. Taz puts it on the floor. Now dribbles down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass is knocked away from Stadler. The ball is recovered here by Wesleyan. Wesleyan runs it back the other way. Shea Rasmussen into the forecourt, driving for the hole. Foul called. That's Alex Wilson taking the ball in the goal there for Wesleyan, and she is fouled in the play. And so we're to the free throw line here for the Prairie Wolves. Brittany Wong picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. But now I think Hastings wants to call a timeout. That's the case. Yep, Denton wants to top things over. 6 minutes and 1 second to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 51, Nebraska Wesleyan 38.
If you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee, does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Lincoln tonight. Women's men's basketball doubleheader. Hastings College playing their second ball game in the last 48 hours. Hastings picking up one over Dort on Monday night. And the Broncos will have another one coming up later on this week on Saturday and going to go to Yankton, South Dakota. We play Mount Marty. That'll be an afternoon affair on Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock for the women's game. 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday. They're on 1230 KHIS. 51-38 is the score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos led at halftime 33-26. There's a free throw thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Well, I have another one here as Hastings has got the 13-point lead. Second shot is up there. It is good. Alex Wilson hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. And now Wesleyan will attack here in backcourt. 51-39. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Stadler brings the ball in the offensive zone. Dribbling down the right sideline. Now gets the ball in the hands of Taz York. Taz goes to Raggett. Top of the key. He's over on the left side to Wong. Her pass is swatted away inside, but it's picked up by Taz York in the corner. Taz takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's knocked down and the foul is called. York will go to the free throw line now for Hastings as he took the ball among tall timber in there. And the personal foul is going to be called on Melissa Bennett of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 6 on the Prairie Wolves. Taz to the free throw line. Shot up there and in. Taz now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. She'll get one more. She's got 9 points in the ball game here for Hastings. York's second shot is up there. That one is good. So York's now into a double figure. She's got 10. And the Bronco lead is now 14 at 53-39 with 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. And now ball with the ball over to Rasmussen, who's still looking for her first points in the ballgame. Dumps it off into the lane to Bennett. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan ball. Last touch there by Zwiener of Hastings. Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The pace of this ballgame definitely in favor of Wesleyan. They average only 59 points per ballgame. There's a Shanahan with the ball, puts a move on. A shot's going to be blocked down by Statler. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be 4 fouls now on Statler. Alicia gets the block, but also gets the personal foul. So Alicia now with 4 fouls, and we still have 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play in this basketball game. Here comes Shanahan to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. Allie Shanahan now with 7 points in the game. She's 3 out of 3 from the line. Statler checks out. Here comes Courtney Spahn back into the ball game for Hastings. 53-40 now. Wesleyan still hanging around. They're down by 13. Shot is up there. The next one is going to be no good by Shanahan. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Courtney Spahn has got it. Now to Kaylee Raggeth into the forecourt. So Raggeth hands the ball away. Now to Brittany Spahn. Another to Brittany Wong out here. 3-point territory. Over to Taz York in the right sideline. Now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney inside the free throw circle. Now to Brittany Wong here in the near sideline. To Laurel Zwiener. Now to Taz York. Taz holds on to it, looking to drive it. Takes it down the right side of the lane toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up by Taz underneath the basket. Taz York brings it back out on top to Brittany Wong. Brittany driving the ball. Sends it over to Laurel Zwiener down in the corner to Spahn. Spahn looks at the three. 200 pass comes out to Taz York. Top of the circle just beyond the three-point arc. Taz right to left across the top of the key. Over here to Brittany Wong. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Wong has still got it. Brittany throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound here to Kaylee Raggett. Sends it over to Courtney Spahn. Back out to Wong at the top of the key. Out of Raggett again, left side of the lane. Taz York here on the near sideline. Taz dribbling with it. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. We're down to 4:10 to play in the ballgame. Hastings with a 13-point lead, 53-40. We're down to 13 in the shot clock again. There's a Kaylee Raggett on the far sideline. Raggett dribbling to the ball, moves it into the paint, goes for the goal, and shot is up there, it's good, and she is fouled in a play. Big bucket there by Kaylee Raggett. Hastings with three cracks at the hole here, and Kaylee Raggett finally hits for the goal and scores there for the Broncos, and she is fouled in a play by Nebraska Wesleyan, and Raggett will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. 55-40 now. The Broncos with a 15-point lead. Raggett's first free throw of the night coming up here. She's a 63% foul shooter of the season. And her shot is up there. The shot is in and out, and it falls off to the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Queen O'Mara. So a 15-point lead for Hastings with just under 4 minutes to play here in this one. On the high post, they get the ball there to Mallory Shanahan. Out to a Janelle Ball. Ball's going to try to drive it against Wong. Can't do it. Now to Rasmussen. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. Rasmussen misses again. Rebound Shanahan. Gets it away now in the lane to Everett. Back outside. Here's a free throw. Back and one. So Rasmussen gets it to go down there for Nebraska Wesleyan finally. Now we got a timeout called here. No, Nebraska Wesleyan is going to attack here in backcourt. I think Courtney Spahn got hit in the chops there. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. It's a 12-point ball game now at 55-43 as Shane Rasmussen gets the three-pointer to go down there for Wesleyan. Hastings back with the ball into the fourth court. Brittany Wong, the Royals winner, near sideline. Courtney Spahn hangs onto it. There's a Kaylee Ragnar to the top of the key over to Spahn. Free throw line extended left side. Moves to her right on the dribble. Reverses the ball. Gets it now here to a Taz Yorg. Taz, top of the key. That's going to be Kaylee Ragnar for the ball. 6 seconds in the shot clock. Brittany Wong, dribble penetration. Cut off. There's a 15-footer put there. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Hastings doing a great job of the offensive glass here. Zwiener off of the baseline. Shot, no good. Rebound Ragnar. Her shot, no good. Rebound Zwiener. Final shot is up there and in. 10 points in the ball game now for Laurel's winners. The Broncos own the glass here in the past couple of minutes. 57-43. The Broncos with a 14-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Out on top is Shane Rasmussen. She drives the ball against Taz Yorick. Takes it to the goal. A shot good and she found in the ball. So Shane Rasmussen, after being shut out, most of the ball games come back with a 3 and a 2 here. Now she has a chance at a free throw coming up as Taz Yorick commits the personal foul for the Broncos after her first. Rasmussen to the free throw line, hitting 82% on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Rasmussen, just like that, has 6 points in the ballgame. Wesleyan is back within 11 points now at 57-46. The 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Laurel Zwiener dribbling with the ball. Down the right sideline, Zwiener gives it away to Taz Yorick. Into the offensive zone now for the Broncos. Here's a Courtney Spahn, takes it to the free throw line, won't put up a shot. Back out here to Brittany Wong, 3 points here today. Between the circles, moves it to the right side, now to Taz Yorick. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Taz down on the baseline, forces up a shot, it's no good. Ball is loose again in the lane, the ball's going to be taken out of there by Courtney Spahn. Another offensive rebound for Hastings. Courtney Spahn, here on the near sideline, dribbling to the ball, has it poked away and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Rasmussen, that's going to be your third. Hastings College coming up with offensive rebound after offensive rebound here in the past couple of minutes. Courtney Spahn will go to the free throw line down for the Broncos. She has not scored so far tonight. Spahn is 62% foul shooter in the season. We're down to a minute and 59 seconds to play in this one. Women's college basketball, 57-46. Hastings with an 11-point lead as Courtney Spahn, the product out of Mesquite, Nevada, goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound this time comes down to O'Mara from Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves come back trailing by 11 here in the contest. There's a Janelle Ball picked up there by Taz Yorick. Gets it over to a Peyton Everett now. Top of the key, Rasmussen for three. Her shot is up there. It's good. Katie Rasmussen warming up now. She's got 9 points in the ballgame and a timeout here from Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves going to talk things over. A minute and 42 seconds to play. We're in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 57, Nebraska Wesleyan 49.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings has led by as many as 16 points here in the ballgame. It is now down to 8 at 57-49. All of a sudden, Shea Rasmussen has hit three field goals. two of them three-pointers. She's now 3 out of 15 from the field tonight. She's got 9 points. But she's led this comeback here for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's now 57-49 with a minute and 42 seconds to play. The Broncos now hitting 22 out of 52 from the field for 42%. Wesleyan is 16 out of 51 for 31%. Hastings has missed all 7 of their three-pointers tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is 4 out of 11 for 36%. Rebounding, Hastings has got 40 rebounds compared to 33 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings leads on the offensive glass 10-9. Now Hastings with the ball, 57-49. Broncos on the lead. Brittany Wong down the right sideline. Gets it in the forecourt with a minute and a half to go. Brittany Wong dribbling with the ball. Goes over to Kaylee Raggett. Three-point line extended right side. Raggett dribbling with it. Now she's double-teamed out here. Raggett gets the ball away to Brittany Wong. Back out near the mid-court strike. Brittany Wong dribbles with it. Sends it to the far sideline to a Kaylee Raggett. Now at the Courtney Spahn. Takes it into the paint. Puts a girl in the air. Fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound here to Statler. Hastings has got the ball on a fresh shot clock. We're down to a minute and 7 seconds to play. Here's Raggett through the ball left side of the lane. Kaylee moves it down on the baseline to Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory. Sends it inside to Statler. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be good, but it's not going to count a traveling violation. So the Broncos turn it away. That's the 14th turnover on Hastings. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball now. 57 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 57-49. Here's Mallory Shanahan. Picked up by Raggett of Hastings. Throws it to the near sideline. They throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Rasmussen. She was cutting the opposite way. And Wesleyan turns it over for the 13th time here in the ballgame. 48.7 seconds to play. Hastings will play things in front of the Wesleyan bench. Courtney Spahn gets it into Brittany Wong. Wong sends it back to Spahn here on the near side. Comes into the forecourt. And now she's going to be fouled into play here by Rasmussen. Jay picks up her fourth personal foul here for Wesleyan. That's going to send Courtney Spahn to the free throw line. She missed one just a few seconds ago. Courtney Spahn to the free throw line here for Hastings. The Broncos leading by 8 points, 57-49. The shot is up there. It's good. Spahn will have one more. Now 58-49. The Broncos with a lead with 42.7 seconds to play. Hastings with a 16-point lead here in the second half. The second one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the long rebound comes out here to Alex Wilson. Wilson runs it back the other way. Now a Janelle Ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Well, he won't have it. Here's Shane Rasmussen. Her shot is up there from three. She nails another one. Shane Rasmussen now with 12 points here in the ballgame. And she nails another three-pointer. And Wesleyan's within 6 points now with 31 seconds to play. We've got a timeout here from the Prairie Wolves. 31.6 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's now Hastings 58, Nebraska Wesleyan 52.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Shane Rasmussen has got 12 points here in the ballgame for Nebraska Wesleyan. They've all occurred in the last couple of minutes. Rasmussen has knocked down 4 3-pointers. Actually, 3 3-pointers here in this second half of play. 58-52 is the score. Now the Broncos play it into Statler. She can be found in the play. At least the stands of the ball. And I go to the free throw line now. She is fouled in the play there. Personal is going to whistle on Kane O'Mara for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. So now Alicia Statler, who's hit her last 12 free throws in a row, going to the free throw line here for Hastings with 28.3 seconds to play. Hastings 58, Nebraska Wesleyan 52. Statler's shot is up there and it's good. Statler now has 17 points in the basketball game for the Broncos. He had 24 the last time these two teams played. Alicia Statler's next shot is up here. It's good again. She is 6 out of 6 on free throws tonight. 60-52. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here comes Wesleyan back with the ball. Janelle Ball has got it for the Prairie Wolves. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Janelle Ball looking. Comes across the top. Alex Wilson has got it. Wilson runs into traffic. Now back outside. Here's a 3-pointer by Ball. It's going to be no good. Rebound Statler. Gets it away now to Kaylee Raggett. Now to Courtney Spahn. Raggett has got it out near the 10-second line. She can be found in the play now with 4.5 seconds to play. Hastings going to survive here tonight. The Broncos had a big lead disappear here in the second half. Hastings led by 16 points at the 12:53 mark in the second half. Now protecting an 8-point lead. And here's a shot by Ryan at the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. He's now 1 out of 2 from the line. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings now leading by a score of 61-52 with 4.5 seconds to play. Ragath will have one more. Looks up there. The shot is up, and the shot is no good. Rebound comes on the near side. It's going to be poked out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Last test over here by Alex Wilson, who is going after the loose ball there for Wesleyan. So with 3.9 seconds to play, Hastings will play things in. Courtney Spahn gets it into Brittany Wong. She just hangs on to it and stands there. And the ball game is going to be over. Hastings College will survive here tonight as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball. So after the Broncos had a 33-26 halftime lead, Hastings expands that lead to 12 points, actually 16 points in the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan closes the gap down to 6 with 31 seconds to play, but Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch from Rachel Statler and also Kaylee Raggett. The Broncos survive here tonight as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan here in this one. The final score, Hastings 61, Nebraska Wesleyan 52. Back to the recap after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here is Tyler Arena as we get some of the men's game here tonight between Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. The Hastings College women's basketball team, they survived tonight as they knock off their party Wolves by a score of 61-52. So Hastings improves to 18 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Broncos are now 10-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 5-18. On the season, they are now 2-16 in conference play. Hastings led at halftime 33-26. Built the lead to 16 points in the second half with just over 12 minutes to play. Wesleyan came back to cut the lead down to 6 points with 31 seconds to play. Alicia Stadler and Haley Raggett hitting some free throws down the stretch. And the Broncos win it tonight by a score of 61-52. Alicia Stadler leads the way for the Broncos tonight. She had 18 points in the ballgame. Stadler had 6 field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, so she's now hit her last 14 free throws in a row at the ball game on the Monday night. Also in double figures for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener, she had 10, had 5 field goals, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Taz Yoring also with 10 points in the ball game tonight. She had 2 field goals, 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Sophia McDermott had 6 points tonight and 3 field goals. Danny Raggett had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 5. Brittany Wong had 4 points tonight on a couple of field goals. Lisa Thompson had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. And scoring 2 points in the ball game tonight was Candy Bruckman on a couple of free throws in the first half. Courtney Spahn, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 1. Hastings ended up shooting 17 out of 25 from the free throw line tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan was 13 out of 21. The leading scorer in the ball game was Shane Rasmussen. He was pretty well held down for the first old, 35 minutes of the ball game is over, and came on with just under 5 minutes to play. She scores 12 points, including 3-3. One is the ball. Wesleyan back into contention. Finishes with one free throw. Her number is 4 out of 16 from the field tonight, 3 out of 6 on three-pointers, and 1 out of 1 from the free-throw line. The first inning score, energy back, Shane Rasmussen. She leads the way here for the Prairie Wolves with 12. The other scorers, Dean O'Mara, had 8 points tonight, 7 for Melissa Bennett, 7 for Mallory Shanahan, 6 points for Alex Wilson, 3 points for Janelle Ball, and 3 points for Peyton Everett. Hastings College wins it tonight on a score of 61 to 52 over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Final shooting numbers in the ballgame. The Broncos hit 22 out of 53 from the field for 41%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 17 out of 53 for 32%. Hastings missed all 7 of their three-pointers here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan was 5 out of 13 for 38%. Broncos 17 out of 25 from the free throw line for 68%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 13 out of 21 for 61%. The rebounds, Hastings had 43. Nebraska Wesleyan had 34. The Broncos running the offensive glass 12 to 9. That was occurred right in the ballgame. Hastings did a good job on the offensive boards in the last stretch of the contest. Broncos had a total of 16 turnovers in the ballgame, 13 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos had 4 block shots and 8 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan had 2 block shots and 7 steals. So Hastings College wins it here tonight. Final score of 61 to 52. The Broncos will get ready for their third ball game of the week. That's going to be on Saturday. They journey to Yankton, South Dakota to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. And the final score, Hastings wins it tonight, 61 to 52 over Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos trying to break a 4-game losing streak here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. We're listening to Bronco basketball at 1230 KHS.